It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
It's time for quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. It's never too early to reserve your RV for game weekend, and the blue-white game is coming up soon. Was it April 13th?
3 o'clock start, we learned, by the way.
And a three o'clock start.
So it's a perfect, that's a perfect time where in the morning you can get some stuff done in the RV, whatever that may be. I don't know. Whatever it may be.
Whatever you do in an RV.
You have plenty of time to enjoy yourself in the morning. Then you have plenty of time to get to the game. You also have plenty of time to get up the night before. I think it's the starting time is ideal to do
this.
Yes,
it is. And in celebration of the Blue-White Weekend and for our Keystone Kickoff listeners, Mark is doing crazy great prices for the Blue-White game, starting at just $350 for the whole weekend.
That's a steal.
It is.
Show two
up
nights.
Friday.
Yeah.
Friday till Sunday.
And you get a free beer.
Free beer.
Let's
and
not forget
a free
about that.
409 tailgate club meal.
You might get more than one free beer, too. I have a sneaking suspicion.
Well, that's cheaper than a hotel.
He has the beer on the bus for the ride.
Yeah.
I've heard from the lot to the game. Yes, I had a couple. Anyway, for just $350, call Mark at 800-519-8467 or go to gopsurv.com for all the details. I'm Jim. I'm here with Bob and Andrew P., ready to talk about some of our favorite under-the-radar players. Now, we all know there's the guys that everybody talks about. We know Ricky Slade is going to be the starter. We know Tommy Stevens and even Sean Clifford. But who are those guys who nobody's talking about that you guys think might make their presence felt? I'm going to start with Andrew P. Let's start on offense. Let's do that.
Oh, on offense.
You got
now when you're starting with me, you're taking me to one side of the ball. Good.
Yes, I am.
Because I have an offensive guy. I was looking more on the other side of the ball.
I have three offensive guys and a tweener. If you want me to start with the offense,
no, I'm good. Okay. I'm good.
I think
good.
I know who the tweener is, but go ahead,
Andrew. Yeah, I'm going with Journey Brown at running back. That I think it's a interesting crowded house with all the young talent at the running back position. You know, what we learned in 2018 was that the coaching staff and his teammates really like Journey. They love this guy. They love what he does. He plays, but he doesn't get the ball a whole lot. I think he's a pretty good blocker.
What do you think is the best case scenario for Journey Brown?
I think 30 touches to 40 touches over the course of 12 games. 3 to 5 touches a game, 3 being good. That's just...
You think he can get a couple series a game on a regular basis?
Because I don't think Ricky Slade's an every down back. We don't know what you got in the two freshmen, although you know you got talent and you got diversity. I think there's a lot of options there. You know, the transfer from Notre Dame, got to put that out there. But I think he's well liked and respected. I think he's in what he's built himself into. And to me, that's why I put him on my list. Because I think the coaches like him, and I think they trust him, and they'll use him if that's the case. They just have to figure out how they're going to use him, because we really haven't seen it.
Did you want to mention the Notre Dame transfer by name, or are we just going to refer to him as the Notre Dame transfer?
It flew out of my mind.
Is it CJ Holmes?
Holmes.
That's it.
That's what I thought.
I knew it was CJ, but I didn't want to butcher the last
name
to give you an opportunity to throw shade at me.
It's okay.
So, thank you. But, I just think he's got a real possibility because he's made himself into something. Two, I think they like and trust him.
Okay, so I'm really only talking about a couple of positions. I think this guy is still going to be an under the radar player because he's getting lost in the conversation of five stars. It's Jahan Dotson on the outside. I think everyone's just assuming that Justin Shorter is gonna stay healthy and he'll be the number one option in the passing game. They still have Hamler. Everyone's talking about him. They're excited about this transfer. Jahan Dotson, I don't think he dropped a pass last year. He was very reliable on third down. I mean, he's big enough. He looked very comfortable right away. I mean, I think that Penn State Penn State's offense was better when he was involved, and I think that he's a guy that, because he doesn't drop the ball, he will earn the quarterback's trust very quickly,
right.
And you see that on third down. I think it's a good sign. I will also say that another under-the-radar player in my mind is Daniel George. I just want to see him get an opportunity. I mean, we were kind of teased a little bit with that 95-yard touchdown catch. He sure looks incredible in terms of his physicality. He looks the part in warmups. So I hope he gets an opportunity to be, you know, they really use six receivers, a top six receiver, and I hope he gets a chance to get the ball and do some good things.
See, Daniel George was on my list, and my other one was the transfer from Notre Dame.
I got it.
Okay.
Shade, throw it at me.
No one on the offensive line?
I said I had four people.
Okay,
I just didn't want to steal the conversation. So the other two that I have are Dez Holmes at tackle, because Rasheed Walker's getting a lot of praise. But Dez Holmes is a guy that I think came here as a project. I think he's kind of he's been talked a little bit by the coaching staff. They're going to need a swing tackle. So if it's going to be Fries and, say, Rasheed Walker, they're going to need a third tackle for sure. You just look at the way things play out. And my tweener is CJ Thorpe. And I say,
I don't know where he plays.
Well, I'm not sure if he's a guard or I'm not sure if he's a tackle, but he just seems like too talented of a player entering his third year to not be making a jump forward. I'd be really surprised if he's not a key rotation guy on one side of the ball.
One side of the ball. Wherever he is. Some side of the ball.
He wasn't great at defensive tackle early when they moved him there, but it might have just taken him some time to get to change his mindset.
He got snaps in the bowl game.
He's a very highly touted recruit. Ross likes his mentality, and I think he's a guy that could do some – there's some openings there, so he could do some things.
How about the junior college transfer, Wigan?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hesitant to label those guys because they so very rarely pan out, and
transcend.
Especially right away.
Right.
Like Paris Palmer, before he got hurt in 2016, finally was starting to play okay. But that 2015 year, oof, man, it was just the tempo game, and he just wasn't ready. And I just think that when you talk about JUCOs, I don't know that a JUCO offensive lineman. They had another kid. He was a Duke. It wasn't. He was a transfer from Stanford.
Stanford, yeah,
Stanford
never played.
Kid and Kevin, I can't remember his last name, but there were high hopes for him. He never sniffed it. Begin with an R. Kevin Reiner, something like that. But I think you have to take a wait and see approach with the JUCOs, and it'll be when I hear James single one out, then I'll start to believe. But Jim, that's a good. He's considered a very talented JUCO player, but I don't know what the transition is going to be like for him.
Well, we'll see if he gets an opportunity. But you are listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. This segment's brought to you by GoPSURV.com. In case you didn't know it yet, you can get a chance to win a free RV. Can't beat that price. For the blue-white game, all you got to do, get the Keystone Sports app, download it, push the button for the free RV, and you could enter. All you got to do, give us a name, email address, you'll be entered. And now here's a little news update. We are going to pick the winner on March 14th. We're thinking about maybe doing a Facebook Live for that, so
sounds
you could
good.
Even yep. watch live to see if you won the free RV. All right, gentlemen, you ready to turn to the defense? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right.
I'm going linebacker.
Yes.
I'm going Ellis Brooks.
Nice. I like that. I like that pick.
I know they have young talent. They have young talent coming. Brandon Smith and Lance Dixon are talented. We already know what Cam Brown, Micah Parsons, and Jan Johnson are capable of. This is the third year for Brooks. Mm-hmm. Brooks is going to be a redshirt sophomore. I did see some quality snaps out of him in 2018, and I think for Brent Pry in the linebacker position, comfort and experience matter to him. Do you know what I mean? Like, he tends to think that that's important. Like, he kind of worked Micah in slowly throughout the course of the season until it became real evident that you couldn't keep the talent off the field. I think Brooks could operate at a couple positions. I don't think he's a one-trick pony. And to me, at the linebacker position in Penn State's defense, I think when the starters come off the field, I think that still really matters to me, because you can't play 75 snaps a game with all your linebackers. And I just think he's got a little versatility. I saw a light go on for him, and I think as a fourth or fifth linebacker option at one of two positions, I think you can play him. And I liked what I saw.
I would hope that in his third year he'd begin to push Jan Johnson for the starting job. I know that Ross thinks the world of Jan, and Jan actually really played well for long stretches last year.
It's at East West,
much like Brandon Smith did the couple years before that. Penn State's been fortunate that they've been able to find these kids because they've needed them. Ellis Brooks certainly is talented, and I have to think that this is the year he's gonna make his move. As far as him playing another position, I don't know. I think it's going to be hard for Brent Pry to take either Bica or Cam Brown off the field.
I agree.
I think they are 60-snap guys just because of their athleticism. And if Lance Dixon is as good as a lot of people think he is, I mean, I think he's going to slot in there very nicely.
I was thinking
as
a
backup. And we still haven't even talked about Brandon Smith.
Correct. I was thinking in a pinch.
Ellis Brooks might have to learn to play another position if Brandon Smith, the young Brandon Smith, is
the new Brandon Smith. By the way, does Jesse Lucada fit in at all here?
Yeah, he does too. We're not talking enough about him. This linebacker group is the deepest that he's had here, and it moving forward, it's going to be a real position of strength.
Okay, it's your turn. You're up, Bob. Who do you have for
the guy under the radar guy? I'm just going to focus on is going to be Donovan Johnson. I just think that it's his starting job. Yeah, it's his starting job to lose. I can't imagine there's another corner that will vault past him. I think he was their number four corner when he was healthy last year.
Right.
Just remember in 2016 who Penn State's number four corner was. It was Amani Arawarie, and he just got better and better to the point now where he's being talked as a potential late first round pick.
Correct. I agree. Or a high second round
pick. So Donovan Johnson, I think, is a guy that's got to grab this job by the throat, and I think the coaching staff will feel a lot better about the defense.
Can I get one more real quick?
Sure.
I'm looking at defensive end Shane Simmons.
Okay.
He's coming off an injury plague redshirt sophomore year, right? He was limited in snaps the past 2 years, one because he wasn't ready in 2017, and then he was slowed by injuries last year. He's capable. Is he ready? Can he take that? He was a talented recruit. Something just tells me that Shane Simmons has a say as part of this defensive end rotation.
I would hope so. I really would. Otherwise, it's going to be...
Yeah, it's portal. Because the younger guys are
he's entering the portal conversation.
Yeah, the younger guys are nipping at his heels, and it's his time.
But there's an opening there.
There is an opening and an opportunity, yes. So, and that's why I'm looking at it.
He's got lots of potential there. All right, gentlemen, that is it for this quarter. Stick with us. Quarter number three coming up. We're going to do Ask Bob and Andy.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.